Let's go straight to the man who wants to unseat President Obama in the United States. No, I don't mean anyone with sanity. I mean the rich Republican contender, Mitt Romney. Firstly, I know that internationally many viewers think Americans have a somewhat poor education system. Can I begin by asking you whether you know what country you are from?
The United States of America.
Glad we got that out of the way, Mr. Romney. Will the Republican Party change their policies? Now you are their leader.
But you don't make an abrupt shift in policy because of the actions of one crazed, deranged person. But of course, you assess your prospects over time, again, given the input of the people closest to the action.
That's a funny way to describe yourself, Mr. Romney. You think you're crazed and deranged. Some people think the same of your big fundraiser, Bob Diamond, who resigned from Barclays Bank over one of the biggest Western banking scandals of recent years. What money has he given you?
A $2 billion rainy day fund and a balanced budget. So
$2 billion. And what about those who say you care about the poor of America?
And baseless and wrong.
What about the enemy? Who will be the enemy of the USA if you're president?
The Chinese and others. So my view is very simple.
And you're good friends with Al-Qaeda. Tell me about what you and Mr. al-Zawahiri have got up to in Afghanistan recently.
Talked about what's happening in Afghanistan, what progress is being made, what setbacks there are, describing a timetable that makes sense.
You discussed all that with Al-Qaeda. What about your new general, Woody Allen? There are those who say that Woody Allen didn't want to go to Afghanistan.
We're going to hear input from General Allen in just a few days. Let's hear their reports.
I bet Hollywood was glad to see the back of him. They hated his anti-war films anyway. Surely he wants an early exit from the war, though.
At this stage, to say we're going to throw in the towel without getting the input of General Allen or actually making trips to Afghanistan and meeting with leaders there and meeting with our commanders there and troops there, that wouldn't make a lot of sense. I'm more deliberate when it comes to the lives of our sons and daughters.
And what about your campaigners who lie for you? I believe you give them some awards. What's the trophy?
I think they have something called Pinocchios. They give them 4 Pinocchios or something like that.
Many thanks, Mitt Romney of the U.S. Republican Party.
Thanks. Good to be with you.